It's time to travel to the next room with Jane Asher, an exploration of the bigger picture surrounding life on Earth and what follows. Now, here's your host, Jane Asher, on Empower Radio.
Well, welcome to the next room. You know, I have always been fascinated about life as we know it, this chapter, what comes after this fun ride. And as a curious individual, this outlet in particular, this show, allows me to kind of connect with anybody and everybody, interesting people that want to get deeper and get a little bit more enriched and talk about things that are sometimes uncomfortable, you know, death, dying, honoring our loved ones after they've left, and the afterlife, whatever that may be. So I'm really honored to be here and to be able to do the show and to have one of my very dearest friends on the show tonight. I met Pamela Ousley, oh goodness, I'm going to say it was in the 80s, because I know it was. It was back in Santa Barbara. I was working on K-Tide, and the morning show partner, Terry James, and I, Terry's like, we have to have Pam on the show. And I was skeptical. I'm like, what do you mean we're going to have a psychic on the show, you know? I mean, here's this kid from Michigan not really buying in all the way to her newfound Santa Barbara lifestyle. And Terry's like, no, Jane, trust me, this woman is amazing. So, of course, Pam comes on the show, mind blown. She just, everything, she connected with listeners. She said beautiful things to everyone. And then I had a private session with her, and it just furthered my curiosity and my belief that people, ordinary people, because Pam is just this lovely, normal, beautiful woman who just is tuned in on a higher radio frequency of her own. So without further ado, let me introduce Pam. She has appeared on ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, Fox, Dr. Oz, The View, The Ricky Lake Show, Coast to Coast with George Norrie. I mean, the list goes on. This woman has written several wonderful books, Aura Colors and The Infinite You, and just, you know, just an unbelievable resume of good stuff. Her website is called auracolors.com. Please go on. You can actually take a cool little quiz and find out about your aura colors. But let me introduce Pam, my friend, and we'll get right on the show. Welcome, Pam.
Hi, Jane. Geez, that's an introduction. Now the pressure's on. I got to do a good job.
Yeah, you better do a good job. You know, I forgot to mention that your show actually is still airing here on Empower Radio on Thursday nights. You can get a full hour of the Pamela Ousley Hour. And it's just really great. If you're looking for a super cool podcast, there's a lot of good shows on there. Okay, Pam, welcome to the show. So when we were off mic, what did you tell me?
Well, I'm sitting here waiting for you to call, and all of a sudden, both of your parents showed up in my room. Never happened before. Both of your parents, and your dad was happier than I've ever seen him. He was ecstatically over the top happy.
Wow. That is so awesome. You know, and what you don't know, okay, so I'm in San Diego, Pam is in Santa Barbara, we were texting, we haven't really talked in a couple weeks, but I took my favorite 8x10 of my mom and dad, and I placed it in my studio, and they're right in front of me, I lit my candle, I got all ready for the show, and I said to them, I said, okay, let's get busy, let's do this, because Pam's coming on the show. Because we've tried to schedule this a couple times, but we've run into some, you know, things have been happening. So, my dear friend, tell me and tell my listeners, what is it, like, how do you get your messages? Like, how do I know how you receive them? I want you to explain it so that other people can hear it from you.
How do I get them? Wow, that's interesting. Jane, you know what, the best way I can describe this, it's like tuning into a radio show. And you know, right now there's like tons of radio programs and radio waves broadcasting all around you right now, but mm-hmm. you're not aware of it because you're not tuned into them. So, but if you were to turn on, go to your tuner, turn on that, you know, 99.9, speaking of K-Tide, you would see you would hear the program coming out, hear the voices, hear the music. So you've tuned into it. And then if you change the dial and change it over to 101.7, you're going to tune into another radio station. And hear that music and that talk. And that's basically what I do. See, I mean, I study quantum physics, so I know about non-local mind, which means it's not focused just in our brain. We use our brain as a focusing mechanism without getting too heavy on your listeners. And so basically, I know to just adjust my thinking, my resonance, my frequency, my awareness. That's the best way to describe it. It's like
okay. We
know how to go from dreaming to awake, awake to daydreaming. They're all just different states of consciousness, Jane. So mm-hmm. I know how to shift a state of consciousness into being aware of another frequency where your parents are in another room. Now, do your listeners know that your parents are not in physical form anymore?
Yeah, I would think so. Yes, we've talked about it many times and I'm writing about it and I share a lot on my Facebook pages and everything. So yes, and truly what's interesting is, you are so right. You know, if we just adjust our awareness and our frequency and we kind of ask for it, I think that we need to be open enough to say, I'm willing to hear this, you know, and if you have a message for me, if you'd like to connect with me, I'm here and I'm an open vessel. So, you know, bring it on. Otherwise, I think that in my experience, it seems like people fear the unknown, right? So they get very afraid when you start talking about connecting with your loved ones that are no longer physically here.
Yeah, well, some people believe it's not possible. So first of all, that blocks it. Second of all, mm-hmm. you're right. Some people are afraid to mm-hmm. hear it, or they really want to, but they don't believe they can. Emotions can get in the way if somebody's just lost someone. They go, right. How come I can't hear them? How come I can't feel them? A lot of times our grief, our emotion, it creates a heaviness, and so we're not able to. But Jane, haven't you noticed how many people will tell you, Guy, I sense my dad around, or I sense mm-hmm. my mom around. I just sense them. I know they're here. Or they send me butterflies, or they send me hummingbirds. So the veil's getting thinner, let's put it that way, okay? The veil between those frequencies, because it is, it's just another realm, it's another frequency. And the difference, our dense vibration and where they are, which is faster frequency, a higher frequency, whatever word you want to put to it, all you have to do is adjust to that, believe in it, get still, because most of us are not still. You know, we've got information overload and technology blasting us and too much to do, and we got to go get gas in the car and go to the grocery store, whatever it is. So we're so busy, we're not still enough to pick up the subtle vibration or frequency or information or awareness that they're right there.
Hmm. Isn't that the truth? And you know, what you just said about the veil becoming thinner, I really do feel like that. Mm-hmm. It seems to me that these type of, you know, the conversation that you and I are having, day to day on grief. I had just spoke to Jan Warner from Grief Speaks Out. I mean, she's got 2.4 million people on her page. These people are grieving all over the world, the planet, and they're willing to open up and talk about it and share. And you do see a lot of that now, where it does seem like it's much more of an awareness. Mm-hmm. And I think that we're vibrating at that level where we're okay with it. You know, we're getting there anyway. Obviously, there's always going to be someone that, like you said, if you don't believe, you're going to shut it down. If you fear, you're going to shut it down. And information overload, a lot of us aren't quiet enough to receive those messages. So that's, that's just unbelievable.
And some people, when they feel like they're getting messages, then they question, am I just making it up? Is it just wishful mm-hmm. thinking? Am I just hoping to hear from them? Is that real? And I go, you know what? Usually when somebody from on the other side or in the other room, as you're saying, talks to you, they say it in their words, their language.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I've been able to talk to people a long time. I do a lot of mediumship for people. That sounds like such a weird word. I talk to people who have, when they've lost someone, they come to see me or we talk on the phone. I'm able to talk to their loved one on the other side. When I pass on the information, they go, oh my gosh, you sound just like my mother. That's the phrase she uses all the time. Mm-hmm. Those are the words she uses, and they're not the words I use.
Right.
So they get validation. And there are so many people now that are sharing their near-death experiences where they die, they leave their bodies, they go to the other side, and then they come back because technology now is able to bring them back, and they share this. Oh, my gosh, I saw my loved ones on the other side, and we do go on, and this isn't the end, and my consciousness still existed. I was still aware of what was going on. I heard you guys talking in the other room. So we're getting more and more proof, evidence, whatever you want to say, what the spiritual teachers have been telling us forever, that the soul's eternal, the soul goes on. So, you know, maybe not the body, even though that's just a frequency and an energy too, but the soul still does. The consciousness is still there.
Absolutely. I mean, I can attest to this. What, you know, shortly, well, after my mother passed, which was in 2010, you know, my dad came out to stay here. He had to get out of the sun, and he was lost. You know, he had been married to Ma for 62 years, and they were a team. And, you know, I remember this like it was yesterday. He's standing here in my living room, Pam, and he said, do you think maybe I could talk to your friend? And I said, gee, Dad, you're going to have to be more specific. I have a lot of friends. And he goes, you know, and he's snapping his fingers, you know, that one that the one that does seances. And I start laughing and I said, oh, you mean my friend Pam? I said, Dad, she's a busy lady, and I could ask her as a favor. And you, of course, said, well, sure, I would talk to your dad. I parked him in my backyard and I prepared dinner, and you were so generous with your time. I mean, you spoke to him, not just, I asked for 20 minutes. I think you were on the phone with my dad close to 45 minutes. But what happened was you took this grieving, absolute, destitute, hollowed man, 83-year-old man who was so lost after my mother left. And you gave him such joy and hope, because when you finally hung up, I walked around the corner of the house and I go out in the backyard and tears are streaming down my dad's face. And I'm like, oh, Jane, what did you do? You know, your siblings are going to kill you, you know, because I'm the California weird kid, right? And they're all in Michigan. And so I sat down with him and I said, oh, Dad, are you okay? And he said, I'm fine. She was here. And I said, what? Who? And he said, your mother, she was here. And then he gets up from his chair, Pam, and he said, come on, we have to go listen. Pam's going to send a recording, because you had recorded your call with him. And we had to sit in this studio, the very studio I'm sitting in now, and listen to that thing. I think we listened to it maybe 6 or 7 times. And the language that you used and the knowledge that you had of my mother, who you've never met, nor did I ever really talk about my mom to you, because, you know, I was in my 20s when I met you, just a kid, and I didn't talk about my parents. You used the exact words that my mother would only use, and said things to him that only my mom and dad would know. So it's really, your gift is, it's extraordinary. And I know it's gotten better and better, but that's just my personal experience with what you've been able to do. I'm so grateful I can say thank you publicly. And you know this, I tell you all the time, because I'm in the process of writing a book and you're a huge part of the book.
Just well, you know what? Your parents are delightful. And it's so funny because they're such different personalities.
Oh, yeah.
So it's very strong that came through. So, yeah, it's, you know what? And I want people, I do this for 2 reasons. Well, 3 reasons. 1, because I can. It's kind of fun. 2, yeah. It helps people understand that the person that they think they've lost, they haven't really lost. They're still there. So it really helps with the grief. Some people are so lost in grief, Jane. It's just, I've had people just be suicidal. They don't want to live anymore until sure. They find that they can still connect with the person on the other side. And 3, to prove to people that there's more to life going on than we've been trained to believe. There is so much more. And we're capable. This isn't anything, I'm not the only person that can do this. We can all do this. Mm-hmm. It's just that some people believe they can. Some people are better at it than others, just like some people are better singers than others, or writers, or musicians, or engineers, whatever, race car drivers. We can all drive a car, but some people are really good at driving a race car. So right. We can all do it. My whole goal is to lift the consciousness of the planet and help people go into love and thinking, you know, realizing that we're more than we think we are. And not fear and, you know, sadness and stuck and struggle. So, and it can be challenging, Jane. I have talked to some people. Oh, my gosh, it's been challenging sometimes to talk to, like, a mother who just lost their young child, and to get through the grief and still go, well, you're your child's very happy. And sometimes they love hearing that. And sometimes it's like, how can they be happy without me? So it's tough to get through the grief sometimes, but I know it always helps.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, just in the case of it lifted my dad so much. And it was really kind of akin to going to a therapy session for him. I mean, and it was that healthy and that loving, and it broke him open so that he was able to continue on without the love of his life, you know, because he felt like he called it, he would say, I want to call your mom when he wanted to speak with you to my mom. Mm-hmm. And he just like thought it was an old fashioned phone call. And, you know, it really was beautiful. And, you know, you were mentioning about, you know, people that have different crafts, singing and driving cars. You are working this craft. You work at it every single day. It's no different than being a great, you know, gymnast. You have to get up, you have to put the work in, or being a great author, or, you know, an opera singer or whatever. You are so good at this, but you literally have been working on it. So I'm thinking that you're honing your craft daily, because your skills, I've known you for quite some time now. I have seen your skills grow exponentially.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, that's,
you know,
true. Anytime somebody does something more often, you practice more and more and more, you get better at it.
Right.
Or working a muscle, it gets stronger. So thank you for that. Yes, I've been doing this for 34 years, Jane. So,
wow.
Yeah, you would think that, you know, you get better and better at something and more relaxed too. You know,
right.
The first time I started doing this, I was so afraid that no one was going to come through and I was going to disappoint someone. And, you know, in the 34, almost 35 years now that I've been doing this, I've only had an experience twice where somebody on the other side resisted coming in the room. Otherwise, they show up. They show up gladly. They want to talk to their loved ones. They want to let them know they're okay. And the only time I had someone once resist coming in the room, she was still there. She was talking to her sister, but she didn't want to come into my room. And I found out later, well, when I was talking to the sister, I go, well, your sister's really resistant and she's hanging out. She's up in the ceiling, but she doesn't want to come here. But she told me when I talked to her, I realized she was a pilot of a plane that had crashed, a commercial plane, who had crashed into one of the bogs or something in Florida. And she showed me the whole experience. They kind of passed out. All of a sudden it was black. And she said, well, it makes sense to me why my sister doesn't want to do this, because she was very, very, very extremely over-the-top religious, and she didn't think this was an okay thing to do. So she was hesitant about it, but she eventually warmed up and came into the room and realized I wasn't doing anything evil or bad or scary. I was trying to help her sister. So they eventually had a really good talk, but that it's very rare for me to have an experience that someone doesn't want to show up.
Wow.
They know what's happening. Matter of fact, a lot of times they help orchestrate the meeting. I've heard more than once somebody come in and go, someone will come in and go, well, guy, it was impossible to get in to see you. And then all of a sudden something opened up and their parent will go, yeah, we helped that happen. We wanted to talk to you. So we orchestrated it so you could get in sooner than later. So they're definitely helping on the other side. And that's a lot of times people want to know what's going on over there. What are they doing? You know, are they around us all the time? Are they busy? Or I can't feel my mother anymore. Did she go far away? Or does she not love me? Or is she angry at me? And by the way, they also really change over there. If somebody had a really rough time with a parent, I've seen, for example, some mother was very controlling and really was really strong and wanted to tell their son what to do all the time. When she got over there, when she came through and talked to her son here when I was doing the reading, she was still bossy and controlling and blah, blah, blah. And the guy would say, oh, my gosh, that's my mom. Oh, my gosh, that's how she talked to me. And then right in front of me, she goes, but I'm not like that anymore. I showed up the way you would recognize me, but I see things differently over here now. It's like all that control stuff I realized was fear, and I got it from my childhood. And I'm so sorry if I was so controlling on you. I mean, they really, most of them really transform over there. They see things from a different perspective. They get it. They evolve. They let go of their fears. They let go of their anger. They let go of resentment. And it's so amazing. Or they'll come in and apologize to someone that they feel like they were abusive to, or they cheated on them or whatever. So there's a lot of apologies that go on, but they're always happy. That's been my experience, Jane, because people go, well, what do you, I mean, do you see, they're also afraid to tune into somebody over there. Oh, there's bad spirits or there's something evil. I go, that has never, ever, ever been my experience. You know, I know everybody's got different belief systems and I never challenge somebody's beliefs. I don't believe in that kind of stuff. I don't believe in evil spirits or dark or they're going to be mean or they're going to be controlling or wear me out. They've always been filled with love and grace and light and forgiveness and letting go of some of the trauma here. Now, some of them, it takes a little while to let go of trauma. It takes them a little while. Sometimes they do get rescued over there. Oh, my gosh, there's so many things to share with you, Jane, including if people have had very traumatic deaths. They're never alone. And a lot of times they're taken out of their body before they suffer, I've discovered. Or it happens really quick, or once they're over there, they don't have any memory of being in trauma or in pain. It's almost like when you wake up from a dream, you kind of like forget what the dream was about after a while, just kind of fades away. They have the same experience, but I've never encountered anything dark, bad, evil, anything. It's always been filled with light and love, and when people cross over, they get to, they usually experience something that they believe in first. So if someone was Christian, they see Christ or saints. If someone was Buddhist, they tend to see that in their experience when they first cross over. But it's very much filled with love and light. I don't see any pain, suffering, regret, struggle, even with suicides, Jane. Even when I've seen somebody talk to somebody who's committed suicide, you know, they feel bad for the people that they've hurt, that they've left behind, and they go, God, you know, there was probably another way to do it, but I was in so much pain. Please understand I couldn't do it here, but they're not suffering. They're not paying for it. They're not stuck. Not in my experience. And again, I don't want to take away anyone's religious beliefs or spiritual beliefs, but I've never seen anybody. And if they do get lost over there, they're rescued very quickly. They're not allowed to stay stuck in any kind of illusion. Might be at the beginning, but then, the, you know, loving beings come and take them out and go, no, 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 it's okay. This is just, you're just having, you know, an illusion and that's not real.
Right. Well, you know, you've always, I mean, even when you do a reading, you start off with saying, you know, everyone has free will. You're not trying to convince anyone of anything. All you're doing is sharing the gift that you have worked on, that you've been blessed to have, and that you, you know, you're an open frequency. You're your own little walking radio antenna. And so what do you need, Pam? I mean, you know, I mean, here you are, you're helping, you really are in service and you are helping people all the time, daily, in and out. Is there something that you need that I could do as a friend or that other people could do that are listening that would help you? Because it has to be slightly draining. I'm just guessing.
Well, you know, thanks for asking that, Jane. That's very generous of you. First of all, I want people to know when they go, oh, I don't want to do that kind of work because I would get exhausted and drained. I go, no, don't have fear about it because then you just shut it down and then you're not going to be able to expand to that consciousness. So it can be draining only if, usually I get very inspired and activated and I get very expansive and filled with love and light. So it is not draining. The only time it drains me is if somebody that I'm doing a reading for is in resistance and arguing. And then it's like, oh my gosh, then I have to work really hard to try and, you know, convince them what I'm really hearing. That can be draining. But most of the time it's very expansive and light filled and love filled. And I walk away going, wow, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. It can be draining if I hear a lot of, you know, sad things all day long. And I go, oh my gosh, nobody's happy out there. But I have everything I need. I know how to shift into the light. I know how to receive light. And the best thing somebody could do is for me to see them happy and expansive and getting this. That actually fills me. And if somebody goes, oh, let me take care of you. Let me bring you hot soup. That's very loving. That's very generous. And I go, I'm not sick. I'm okay. Everything's fine. I love going for walks on the beach. I love connecting with nature. I know what to do to replenish myself, but I do want people to know mostly it's very expansive and light-filled and love-filled, so it doesn't drain me.
That's beautiful. I'm so glad.
And gratitude.
I'm so happy. I'm happy to hear that because you, you really do help so many people. I mean, you were a lifeline for my dad for close to 8 years. You know, he really looked forward to it, you know, to those. He only got a call a year to call to mom. It was a gift. And he absolutely loved it. It was really very empowered. And And I didn't care if anybody thought it was weird or because he would talk about it. Pam, I have every recording now. And they're such a treasure for me because it was such a peace of mind that you gave him being able to connect with his girlfriend of 62 years, you know, and to know that she's right there. And he started getting dimes too, which was great, you know, because she leaves me dimes all the time.
Boy,
you know what, Pam, you know what we're going to have to do is you're just going to have to be a regular on the show. That's all there is to it.
Okay.
I know that your time is precious, but we need more than a half hour. So,
right. And thank you just, for the gift of appreciation, by the way. That feeds me. When people give me feedback and tell me like, oh, that helped because it was right and this really helped us, that's very helpful for me because I want people to be happy. And if we hang up the phone or they go out the door, I go, well, I hope they're going to be okay. It's really nice to get feedback. Thank you.
Oh, both my parents, they say thank you. They're so appreciative of everything. And I mean, I'm welling up because it's a very powerful experience and a great gift that you gave.
Thank you.
Pam Ousley. She's fabulous. It's auracolors.com. It is a beautiful website. You can take this cool quiz and find out what your aura colors are all about. So we'll have Pam back on and we'll talk all about that. It's very multi-layered what she does, but please just go to the website, auracolors.com, and pick up her books too. They're beautifully written, and she's just a really kind-hearted, beautiful human being that really came here to elevate and to help all of us. So, Pam, thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Thank you, Jane, and thank you for what you're doing. I really love that you're getting this energy and this information and consciousness out into the frequencies, out into the world. It's so awesome. So thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you for saying that. I am so grateful. I just feel like I finally got to step into my ultimate curiosity and fascination because this is important to me. And it's great now knowing that I don't have any fear. If you think I'm nutty, buddy, I don't care. You can go find another podcast to listen to. That doesn't bother me anymore. And I think I did have fear before about my own beliefs and what I felt was next. But what I know, it's not what I know, it's what I feel. So that's what I'm going with. So thank you for your belief and for coming on the show. And you will be back. So I really appreciate you coming on tonight. Pamela Ousley, you can find her at auracolors.com. Do you have room for new clients if somebody's listening and says, I have to talk to her?
Absolutely. Always. Always. Okay. I will always make room for people.
Okay. Fantastic. That's good to know because that's one of the first questions I will get is, can I have a phone session with Pam? So now I will be able to say, yes, you can. Okay. Fantastic. Thank you, my dear. I will talk to you again soon. Thanks for coming on The Next Room.
Thank you, Jane.
Join Jane again next week for The Next Room on Empower Radio as she examines the beliefs, traditions, and personal evidence of connection with those who have moved on to the next room.